want to give you cool headphones. I think there's another headphone, pair of headphones in these house somewhere. I know it.
Oh, the big ones. Not the biggie ones.
Where's the big ones? Oh, no, not those old ones.
We come now.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we're coming.
Are those stereo?
Not really.
These are only
mono. Yeah, I only got one, too.
Good song.
Those are your drugs.
What do you got over there? What do you got over there?
I'm sure that's what I would talk about on the radio. Someone's vibrating.
Someone is, Joe?
Someone's beeping.
So happy to
I was Dave, not me. Would have felt myself vibrating.
Check.
Bike Mandy.
Hot. Bike hot Mike.
Hot dude, Mike. You're alright. You look weird. You look funny.
I'm so ready, dude.
You're kind of green.
Really?
Yeah, you're a little green.
Show up in the window a little bit, maybe. You going a little green? You going green?
Yeah.
He looks a little green, right, Dave?
A little green.
You gonna yak?
What?
Are you gonna throw?
No.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine, dude.
You're really green.
Yeah,
really?
You think it's the lights? Do I look green?
I don't know. You should have some water or something, though. Seriously.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shit.
My song.
Let's just talk about this. Mike is going green.
What are you talking about?
What's going on?
I look green?
Yeah, you're green.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, what happened?
The revolution, bro. 09. We're feeling green all day long.
You went green?
Yeah, went totally green.
You look green.
I have a green hue to me?
A little bit. I mean, does anyone else in the studio agree that he looks a little green?
Yeah, he's
I'm a little worried
green.
About you.
Really?
Yeah, a little worried about you.
You don't think it's a light?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know what it is, but you look green.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I got something for you.
All right.
I want to give it to you right now.
Okay.
I'm not even going to mess around. I'll get back to it. I can't find it. It's deep in my pocket.
Wow.
But I'll find it. It'll be nice.
Dave and Giggles.
Back at it. Dude.
Back at it.
We're back.
It's been quite some time. You went to Florida, I believe.
Yeah, I went to Florida. There's my little tripod.
Did you do in Florida?
A lot of things happened in Florida, man. We settled with my douchebag uncles, who were suing my mom. You know.
These are the guys you wouldn't handshake. You wouldn't look them in the eyes. Your own family. Your own blood.
I didn't want to confront them.
Tell us the situation. Tell us the whole situation.
Basically, my uncles were suing my mom because my grandmother bought a house with my mom because my mom was taking care of her for the past 5 years of her life and was like taking care of my grandma. And my uncles were like, the day my grandmother died or the day after the funeral, she's like, let's get this thing. Where's the will? Let's get this will straightened up.
These are your uncles.
My uncles are like, let's get the cash. Let's cash
divvy
money.
Up. Let's divvy up.
You know, fresh body. Let's get some cash. Jesus. You know? So what? Hot?
No, you're cool. You're cool. I gotcha. So here's the actual lawsuit, right?
Yeah. They're suing my mom for everything she had, like her house, her condo. Like, they're saying that she coerced my grandmother into, you know, giving her the house, but my mom was taking care
this
of her.
Is deep?
Deep. It was like douchebag deep.
Douchebag deep.
Douchebag deep. They basically, like, you know, defamed her. They're like, you know.
All right, so you go back down to Florida for this. What is it like for the settlement, for the mediation? So, what is the mediation like?
The mediation is basically like where the lawyers come together and like, listen, we don't want to take this to trial, so we're going to come together and we're going to be like, we settle on this. Take this much money and get out. You know, have it. So.
All right. Yeah. All right. We can get on that.
Yeah. So anyway, long story short, I didn't want to get into that because that's like personal family bull, you know.
But it's your family, you know, that's where it counts.
Yeah. But, you know, long story short, we settle with them. We're going to give them their money.
They're getting money. Who won?
You know, it's not really about who won or lost. It's about like.
Are you selling the house?
No. No.
Who's got the house?
We've got the house.
Your mom's got the house.
My mom's got the house.
They're not getting any bit of that house.
No.
So you won. So your mom won.
Yeah, but we have to pay them a certain amount of money because that's what my grandmother owed them when she passed away. Because she, you know, she birthed them out of her vaginal cavity, you know, 54 years ago, so wow. She owes them. Do you know what I'm saying, though?
Ah, totally. What? So they owe them for being bored.
Do you feel like your parents owe
this
you
gets
something?
Into,
no, listen to me.
This
listen
gets
to
something.
Me.
Here, let me ask. Let me what? Ask. Joe, this comes down to entitlement. So his family thinks that they're entitled for just being. How do you feel about just being entitled for just being? Like, I've noticed sometimes when I walk around the city, people feel like they are entitled to walk on that sidewalk. And if someone bumps them, they're all up in your face. Is that something that happens to you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Kanye?
Kanye?
I love those glasses.
Oh, yeah, totally. They're good. Mm-hmm. Does that happen to me? Yeah, totally. I mean, I don't know.
Do you feel that sense of entitlement?
Do I?
Yeah.
Personally?
Yeah.
No.
You don't walk down the street with a purpose? Like, you want to get from point A to point B, or are you just, like, gazing up?
I don't feel like I have any... What?
I don't know where he's going with that, but go on.
I don't feel like I have anything... I have anything that I haven't earned. Like, you know, whatever respect that I demand, I have to earn that respect.
But now what about everyone else around you?
I think they're a bunch of schmucks.
Yeah. Can you speak in the microphone, please?
I think they're a bunch of schmucks. No. I can't hear anything in my... earphones.
Sorry, just cool. So
it's my $2 earphones.
Scrap, what do you got going over there? Scrap,
Scrap is sick. Scrap has a swine flu.
If you heard before, he sprayed a little chloroceptic. What is that into your mouth?
Zycam.
Little chloroceptic MJX.
MJX.
Now you have your whole little plethora of over the counter medications.
I got my Robitussin, my chloroceptic.
In studio, we have Robitussin and chloroceptic.
Yeah, that's true. And tea.
And tea.
Yeah. So, yeah. No. So when you went down there, you couldn't look your uncles in the eyes?
It's not that it's not that I couldn't, but I didn't see them. Like, I saw them going into the room, but it was basically only the lawyers and my uncles and my mom were allowed in the room during the mediation. And we could be with my mom, you know, back and forth, but like we couldn't be in there with the initial meeting. But this is like 2 years going on. Like my grandmother's passed away for like 2.5-3 years.
Yeah.
Why, you know?
What?
Do your parents owe you anything? Like when they pass away?
That's the thing. I'm thinking: is there entitlement? Do you feel should someone be entitled for being?
No, I mean, my mom doesn't owe me anything. I don't want a third of her property. I don't want a half of her property. I don't want.
Do you feel like you owe your mom something? It's Mother's Day. Did you do anything nice for Mother's Day?
No.
You had a party for it. Was there like retirement
yeah.
party?
Yeah. Oh, that was banging, dude.
Yeah.
It was a banging party.
Is that when you killed the snake?
It was after.
After. Tell us about killing the snake.
You were so bad. Rat
Scrap. Tell me, because I heard the news from you.
Giggles calls me up all proud. He's got like this big shit eating.
I think it was a text. Wasn't
it
a text?
Well, I talked to you on the phone, and you were so excited that you killed a snake. For no reason. A harmless snake that was in your yard. You went and savagely, brutally murdered it.
Brutally murdered
it
snake?
It wasn't a brutal murder. Like, I hit it with a hoe, and I, like, broke its neck, and it was, like, twitching for, like, a couple minutes after. But it wasn't a brutal murder.
Why did you hit it with a hoe?
Because it was a snake in my backyard, and I wanted to kill it.
Brutally murdered it for no reason. You killed it because it was a snake in your backyard, and you wanted to kill it. That's what murderers say about their victims. Oh,
isn't that what Dahmer did?
That's what Dahmer would do. Oh, this person's gay. He's living in the city, and I want to kill him. Like, you are honestly like I when you told me, I called him right away.
Yeah.
I called Joe right away. I killed it. Like I was offended.
You were hurt. I could feel it.
Yeah, I was really like it. I lost respect for you.
He lost respect. He now pities you in some way.
I don't pity him.
No
I
pity.
I think he's an ass. For doing that. I don't understand it. I don't know why you would kill something here's something that's living.
It is living.
It's living in
you
its
know,
own
you make
world.
You make a valid argument. You make a real valiant argument. But the point being, I have no remorse for I lie. I do have a little bit of remorse for killing the snake because you did bring to my attention that it is a living creature.
I had to bring that to your attention? Is that what kind of fucking world do you live in? Where you
the
can't
funny
tell
thing
something?
Is that, you know, he heats about this argument, and then behind like your back, after arguing with you, he'd be like, that guy's just so overdramatic.
Do you have a cat? How about I go kill your cat?
What's more overdramatic than killing something?
You have a cat at home, this orange cat?
But here's the thing.
Giggles is getting aggressive again.
I'm not getting aggressive.
He's been aggressive all night.
He needs to calm down.
Not get aggressive.
You're still a little green. Really? Just go on.
You definitely, right. Yeah.
I have a fear of snake. We have. There's been a lot going on. I have a fear of snakes and mice.
Yeah, I have a fear of bear. Doesn't mean I go out and kill bear.
It's true. He's got a point there.
I have a fear of tiger. Doesn't mean I go out and kill tiger. Why would you go out and kill snake?
You know, it made me feel good for a little bit.
It's so sick. That's so
so
sick.
He's saying it's manly to kill a snake.
It made me feel that's so sick in the head.
But I'm like the king of my backyard, bro. I see a snake, I want to kill it. I'm going to kill it.
And he's still
this goes down. This goes down to like his like primitive.
All right, what would you kill? Like, what's it like? You know, would you kill a deer? Would you kill?
Well,
a bear?
What's
yeah,
the
if a deer was in your backyard? You're gonna go kill it.
What's the size? You kill a deer?
Yeah,
you kill a deer.
If a deer was in my backyard and I was hungry and I wanted to feed my family, yeah, I'd kill a deer.
In danger.
Well, we're living.
Yeah, you're not feeding.
Yeah,
your family
you're not
a
feeding
snake.
A family.
I wouldn't kill a deer to kill a deer. Like I would,
but that's not the question.
But hold on, if I killed a deer in my backyard, I'd skin it and use the rug for like a little throw pillow in the bathroom. You know, I get out of the shower, step on a little deer rug.
Like, what happened to Giggles? Where is
I
Giggles?
I don't know. I know.
This
he used to
like
be so light and airy.
The murderer
yeah,
Giggles.
The murderous Giggles.
Child molesting sicko Giggles.
But what's like the size limit that you won't kill?
That
like,
it won't kill?
That, like where it gets too big where you won't kill it
it's
just for the sake of
size.
Killing it.
It's about what he views as
so
animal.
He would kill anything.
No, I mean, if it came down to like, you know, brass and brawn, like it was me and a bison in the middle of the
But that
of
snake
woods.
Was not threatening.
No, I think
me.
About like
it
the
got me.
Scared you.
I jumped.
That doesn't mean it was threatening. It scared you.
But it was like
so. Is your natural reaction to just fucking get a hoe and hit somebody if you get scared?
I scare him before.
Yeah,
I was walking out the front door and he was walking in and he jumped like a little girl.
You pulled on the
but,
on the door. I was ready to attack.
Did you kill me?
No, you're lucky.
But
I heard you have an interesting scream.
It is. It's a little bit girly. I don't lie. Dave, you want to have a radio show? You wanna,
yeah, just keep
texting
it going, man.
What do you mean, dude?
What?
Phone's off, bro. Why are you texting? Who are you texting?
Jess, don't worry about it. Just hanging
it's
out.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah, just.
She's so jealous of you and I, dude.
That's because you. I'm not even going down
what?
That road.
What?
We're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break?
Yeah, we're going
to
take a break.
We'll get back to it.
Yeah, you can come in whenever you want.
Nice. Throw that Bisquick in the pan. I want to make some pancakes. Make them fast. I want to make some pancakes. Make them strong. Make some pancakes that gonna make you go all day long. Bisquick, baby batter. Brakatakatakatakrata. It don't matter if you're Bisquick, blueberry, strawberry.
That was the worst rap I've ever heard in my entire life.
That was awful.
Oh, God.
That was terrible.
You shouldn't rap.
Don't even put that on.
Wait.
Delete that.
Well, what? Did you just have like a natural mind block? Where you just couldn't think of words?
Like, you
couldn't rhyme? Tick-a-tack.
He went from not being able to rhyme to then adding in a bunch of nonsense.
Nonsensical words that just didn't make sense.
You know, I wanted to make a rhyme about pancakes.
All right.
And it didn't have to be perfect.
It didn't have to rhyme.
It didn't have to rhyme.
I pointed out earlier, like, when we're hanging out at the studio, you were there. And I was like, Mike's brain kind of does this thing where, like, it, like, goes on this giggles. Sorry. Giggles is
brain. That's cool.
It goes on this thing where, like, it, like, starts off on an idea and it starts running with it, right? And then, like, you know, a couple of feet down the road, just jump ship. Because, like, he always starts out like this big, you know, like, yo, bro, I got this big idea where you and me, we're, like, totally going to make a lot of money.
We're going to make a movie this week.
Yo, bro, we're totally in it. And it's like, what's the movie about? I don't know, dude. But we're just, like, totally going to...
But the thing is, he starts off talking. And he just trails off, and then he kind of forgot where he was going with it, just kind of like that rap.
But I took you on board, though.
Took me on a trip.
I took you on the voyage. Why are we so hot? Why am I feel like I'm in a tunnel of frequency right now?
Nah, you're cool.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like a lot of ocean.
What's going on, Joe?
Jailhouse Joe has like five headphones.
Can I ask you guys something serious?
Yeah.
When you go get, I know Rav or Scrap, you went to get a haircut recently, right? I got one today. What do you do when you walk in to get a haircut? You got one too, Giggles, didn't
recently,
you?
Recently, yeah, two days ago.
What do you do when you go in to get a haircut?
I want to look cleaned up. Like I point to it. Like I go to the curls. I'm like, these got to be taken down. And I always go in there with that sort of like, oh, I'm in a bad situation sort of thing. And they're like, oh, yeah, I want to help this guy out. So I go in there and, you know, usually she's very sympathetic. And I'm like, listen, just take down the curls a little bit, you know, push it in a little bit. It's like I got a big audition or I got a big job, you know. So I put a lot of pressure on them.
Sure.
Like, listen, I got to look good. I was like, I don't care. I don't know what I want.
Screaming again.
The aggression's back.
I don't want a three. I don't want a four. I want you to make me look good. You're the artist. You know what I'm saying? I'm your canvas. You're the brush, you know?
You look insane.
To some Polish lady that doesn't even speak English.
You look insane.
I know. It's not even a good haircut.
No.
What are you talking about? This is a good hair. This is a solid haircut.
Yeah. He wears regular jeans, too.
Oh, they're Old Navy.
What's regular jeans? He wears regular jeans.
Wrangler. All right.
Oh, so that's, wait, Wrangler. That makes more sense.
I don't wear Wrangler.
I heard regular, too.
Yeah, me too.
All right, I have a question for you.
Okay.
A little trivia. Dave and Giggles trivia.
You weren't going to talk about your haircut?
I was going to talk about my haircut, but he just cut me off.
But your haircut. Well, you want to talk about your haircut?
I had an interesting haircut today.
How much did it cost?
It was $15.
$15.
How much did yours cost?
$10.
Mine cost $8.
Mine cost $40.
$40. Scrap's got $40 haircut.
Really?
He looks the best. Joe, who looks the best?
Well, right now.
I'd go Scrap. I vote for Scrap.
But the thing about my haircut, the $40 haircut, I went in there and told the guy five words. I was like, trim up the back, do something with the sides, don't make me look gay. Then the guy responded with like a 4-minute monologue about what he was going to do. That's what I knew it was worth $40.
Because
he actually told me with my face, this needs to do this. And he had an explanation for what he was going to do.
So what looks good on your head? What did he say?
Well, I mean, I can't talk that vocabulary. I'm not a hairdresser. But he said it. I listened. It absorbed. And then he did it. And that was the first time in my life that I actually felt like the hairdresser that was cutting my hair knew what he was talking about, was the artist that Giggles wanted. And so I was pretty happy paying $40 for my haircut.
Interesting.
I got a question for you. What do you, this is a trivia. What do you think?
I still didn't tell him about my haircut. No.
But you're,
go
you're,
on.
No, we'll go,
no
we'll,
go on.
We can go back to it.
Go on.
What do you think a Google is?
A Google is a number.
Yeah. What is it, though? What's the number? Tell me.
It's a very, very high number.
You don't know what it is.
I do not know what
you don't know what the number is.
It's like 1,000 zeros.
No, scrap.
It's a Google. It's a, oh, it's a 10 to the 1,000 zeros.
No. So I went get my haircut today. 100 zeros. Yeah. I went to get my haircut today, and an interesting thing happened. I did get my haircut from a Polish woman who did not speak English.
So there it is.
So it was very interesting. So the whole thing went to hand gestures and saying, "This is what I want." So, and then eventually she didn't understand me. I was like, I want the back trimmed, like here above the ears, and then high on, short on the top. And she, I don't speak English. So she had to go get a translator. So I had to translate my haircut through a translator to get to my hairdresser.
It's amazing.
That must have been frustrating.
It was a little frustrating.
When I saw you for the first time today, I was like, oh gosh, dude. I mean, your haircut looked pretty bad. Because you looked like a 12-year-old. Like the haircut.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah,
I'm going for looking young. You know, I'm 30 years old. I want to look a little young.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say, that I look old? You son of a bitch.
No, I'm just saying.
I agree. Like,
yeah, it was a bad haircut.
You do this thing where, like, where you don't cut your hair for like a year. Let me grow it out really long, and you look all hippie, and your beard is flowing. You're like this rock star, and then like you go get a haircut, and you turn into Charlie Brown.
Button down, Dave is what I call. I call him button down Dave. It's when time to get down to business.
But here's hold on a second. If you're gonna say business and Dave in the same sentence, you can't be rocking.
I didn't say my name.
Well, you did. But you can't be rocking in the place with Tevas, bro. You straight up wore Tevas, and you had pale legs.
First of all, they weren't Tevas.
They are Tevas, too.
And a pair of legs. Pale legs.
He's got Tevas from, like, Dickety 7 or something like that.
No, they're actually 2 years old. Oh. And they're not Tevas.
What's the brand? I want to know the brand of your
Payless?
Sandals. Payless?
Payless.
You wear Payless sandals?
Yeah, I wear Payless shoes. At least I don't get my shoes made fun of on the subway.
I don't get... Oh, that's true. Did we even talk about that?
No, we didn't.
We didn't even talk.
No.
Oh my gosh!
Tell Joe how you got your shoes made fun of in the subway.
This kid, the 16-year-old kid, was like knocking my shoes. Like Easter Sunday, I get on the subway. This kid's like, "Yo, where'd you get those New Balances?" I was like, "A store." I was thrown off by it because it was a 16-year-old kid. It was Easter Sunday. I was like, "Yeah, that's great," you know. And then he's like, "Where'd you get that sweater?" And I was like, "Hey." I was like, "Listen, are you messing with me? Because like, if you want to bullshit, let's bullshit. But if like you want to have a conversation, we'll have a conversation. But don't like waste my time on a Sunday afternoon."
What did
he
say?
He's like, "Oh." He's like, "Oh, I feel violated. I feel violated." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "Are you kidding me?" He's like, "Oh, that's how it is. That's how it is." I was like, "Wait, what?"
You were being aggressive again, dude.
He was African American. He was a young.
How old is he?
He must have been 16 or 17.
How were his shoes? Were they like just steps above? They were like probably brand new.
They're pretty dope, I bet.
But pretty dope.
But I sit down next to him and he gives me like the fist bump and he says like "Black Power" and I was like, "Yeah, sure."
You pounded along with that.
I was like, "Yeah, fine." Like I was like, you know, because somebody gives me the fist bump, I'm not gonna deny him the fist bump, you know. But he fist bumped me, and then he said "Black Power."
A man who does a lot of fist bumping.
I do a lot. I do. Give it to him right now.
Yeah, the pound up and down.
But he got me. Like I gave him the fist bump, then he's like "Black Power."
Yeah, it's actually not. Oh, so you're saying fist bump? Sorry. Yeah. A fist pump.
Pump.
What do you mean, like the?
Yeah, it was like a Jersey pump. Pump. Sorry. Right, what you're saying. That was lame.
Yeah.
So you just had your shoes made fun of by
so
a kid.
He made fun of me, and I was like, "Why are you making fun of me, bro? Like what?" Do you want to...
You stood up for yourself.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Why are you messing with me on a Sunday?
I don't believe you stood up for yourself.
Are you kidding me?
I really don't believe that you
said
anything.
What do you think I did?
I bet you said, "I got these at a store," and the kid started to pick on you some more, and his friends were behind you, and they were laughing at you, and you didn't say anything.
He put his head down.
He put his head down and cried a little bit.
I stood up for myself. Really? That's what you got?
Hey, man. I'm just going with flows.
I did. All right. So, let's see here. I got another something for you. What do you think about the future?
Somebody was stoned when he wrote
that. Yeah, really?
What do you think about everything? Everything is so amazing. Wow. Is that's what you wrote down? I see you have a little pig drawn on there. That's a cute little pig.
That was for the swine flu.
The swine flu.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll get back and we'll get serious.
Cool.
What do you think about the future?
All right, you want to try to redeem yourself?
Yeah.
Wait until it comes around. Are you just not going to sing? What are you point giving me?
Oh, you mean coming back in like with
you,
a...
You just, in 2 seconds, drew on my hand, didn't sing when you were supposed to, and showed me something that was illegible.
I didn't know I was supposed to sing.
Didn't I ask you if you wanted to...
It was pretty understood.
Pretty understood. Yeah. I asked you if you wanted to redeem yourself. You said yes.
Oh, start it again. Start again.
No.
We'll just pretend to start
again. Yeah, just go right now. Just go now. Not yet. Wait till it comes around.
Okay.
It's coming.
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Oh, I got my list of topics. Oh, I got in the tropics.
Oh, God, what was that? What the hell was that?
That was the worst thing I've ever heard. That was worse than his rap.
I didn't know I was coming in. I didn't know I had to sing.
That was terrible.
We're not getting down that road. You're a terrible singer.
You're kidding.
You're a terrible singer.
Really?
That was awful.
Terrible.
You know
what?
Just when I look for support. Just when I need it.
You know, he's like a music theater guy, too.
I know. Like this is kind of the support you're getting. Like, you shouldn't sing.
No?
No.
But I didn't know what key we're in. I didn't know what we were singing.
A musician knows what key you're in. I told you how many times that you were going to sing.
Yeah, I didn't hear about it until four beats before.
Is he insane? Is it because you're green?
I'm not green. Listen, I'm gonna throw a word at you.
No, I don't understand.
What? What?
Go, what word?
What do you...
This is him sitting on the can looking at the almanac.
What do you got?
All right. Nukes.
Nukes.
Nukes. What do you think about nukes?
I like how they heat stuff up.
Is he saying nukes like as a nuclear weapon?
Like nuclear weapon. What do you think about nukes? What do you think about nuclear weapons?
What do you think about nuclear weapons?
What do you think about nuclear weapons?
Obviously.
You have an idea, an opinion.
You know, he doesn't have an opinion. He's got some little fact that he read in an almanac that he thinks is an opinion.
Yeah. So you're getting your opinion from other places and not, you're just absorbing opinions. What's this opinion that you've absorbed?
I just put it down. It was in my outline.
Okay, what does it say?
It just says
nukes.
Nukes. That's what you write down?
This is obviously a topic he can, you know, talk about as well.
It's like doing a show with like a handicapped person.
Mentally handicapped?
Mentally handicapped.
Alright. Next word.
Is this word association?
Basically. Can't read it. Oh, hemorrhoids.
Do you have hemorrhoids?
I don't think so.
Wow. It's like, dude, do you have any more words?
Yeah.
Let's cut the word bit. It's a
One more. Cuba.
Gooding Jr. That's what I was thinking of. Radio Flyer.
Wow, this is good radio, guys.
It was really good radio. Wow.
Wow. Maybe Mike should make the list every week.
Yeah, that's a good list.
You know, let's all rely on giggles
to make the list. You know, it was a good thing last week, too, or last show. He did a good review, bad review on a movie. And he said, good movie, that robot movie.
Wally. That was a good movie.
Bad movie, that I Love You Bro movie.
I love you, man.
And then he stopped talking about it. That was his review.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
You have any reviews this week?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. I don't see movies anymore.
All right, here's a bro semi question for you.
Yeah.
What are some things a guy can't share? Like a bed a guy can't really share. I was walking down the street today.
I've shared a bed with you before.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I was walking down the street the other day. It was been raining in New York, as we all know.
I've shared umbrellas with you before, too.
And is it okay to share an umbrella with a man? These two huge dudes were sharing an umbrella, and it looked totally awkward.
Terrible. You know what's not okay to share?
You know how I feel about umbrellas. Do I hate them?
Yeah.
I don't think I share a condom.
No.
That's a good one. Soap.
Do you know what I wouldn't share? A motorcycle. I saw two dudes on a motorcycle and it made me laugh. I was like, ah, two dudes on a motorcycle? Like a real motorcycle. Like a scooter, it's okay.
That is a bit much.
If you're in like Southeast Asia, it's okay for like three dudes to be on a scooter.
Scrap shared a scooter before.
I wouldn't share underwear either.
No, you wouldn't share.
What if you had none?
No.
What if you flipped
like you
it
needed
up?
Some?
No.
You've never borrowed anybody's underwear? Your brothers?
Hell no.
Your brothers.
But what if it's like clean underwear? Like it's in the drawer. Like it's like, yo, not I got happening. An extra pair. Really?
You want to wear my underwear right now?
No. I'm just saying after you wash
I'll give it to you.
If I was in a dire
Would you
need...
wear his underwear right now?
No. If it was in, if
I think
was
he
in...
should.
Yeah, I think he should.
Come on, dude. I'll take this shit off right now.
Would you wear his underwear right now?
Oh,
this has become a bet, really.
It is a bet. Like, he's dropping trout.
I want to see you wear his underwear.
I'm saying, like, if it was fresh out of the drawer.
Out of his
underwear.
Drawers, yeah.
Yeah,
his drawers. No, fresh out,
out of
a...
his pants.
But now we're asking you, will you wear his underwear?
No.
He will not wear his underwear.
No. And I'm
you
now...
can even put him on outside of your pants.
No. No, not even that.
Not even outside of your pants?
Did you touch him?
Touch underwear?
Yeah. Like the ballpark.
And now we're just getting lowbrow humor, really, real low rent, real low rent. But you wouldn't put his underwear outside of your pants.
No, because then he'd be naked in our well, radio
go,
studio.
You could go into the bathroom and take him off.
But here's the
my
thing,
helmet's though. Not going to be on your face.
No, that's true. But here's what I'm saying. Where does that get us? Joe's naked and I'm wearing.
I mean, is that?
No, but
let
listen,
me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Us,
is
though.
That better radio than nukes?
Yeah, I think that's better radio.
Nukes.
Cuba.
Cuba. Swear, man.
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids.
I'm just saying.
That's
dude.
Good radio.
What are you throwing my way, dude?
I'm just saying, I just wanted you to put on his underwear outside of your pants. We'll take a picture. We'll call it a day.
Joe, you down?
I'm still down, man.
Yeah?
Why the fuck not?
I just don't know where it's going to get us. Wow.
What else you got on your list?
Right, here we go.
We'll go back to your radio. Let's hear what Mike wants to talk about.
Number 9, music.
Oh. It's like working with a handicapped person.
It's either that or working with like a 6-year-old.
Yeah, a 6-year-old is pretty accurate.
I don't want to like...
What about a 6-year-old handicapped person?
All right, here's something spicy.
Okay.
Favorite part of the female body?
I feel like we've talked about this.
Elbows.
Elbows. You're right. That's the right answer. Elbows.
Yeah. Elbows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What's yours? I mean, you don't even give it.
Jump ship.
Jump ship. I like the butt.
Isolate that. Mark that, dude. Mark that. I like butt.
Hey, hold on.
And this is better radio than you trying on Joe's underwear.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. Go give him to him. Put him in his face. See what he does.
Hold on. Don't put this over my teeth.
I think he's going to do it.
Why are you bending over? Oh, talk on the radio?
But
the funniest thing is I'm wearing my
tights. Okay. Oh, nice. You look like a Superman. You should get your camera. Someone should get a camera for this.
Because I have a feeling I'm going to see Joe's nuts.
Yo, you're going to have to see nuts.
That's totally not part of the thing. I do not care to see you naked. I just want to see you put on his pants, his underwear.
Are we putting this up on the site?
Yeah, we'll totally put it up on the site.
I can't believe Joe's doing this. Like, Joe is taking one for the team for this show.
That's what he does. He's the number one fan.
He is our number one fan.
I rescinded that.
You want me to get my camera?
He did, but yeah, get your camera. It'd be better than my phone.
Hey, Dave, I missed you.
I missed you too, bud.
I can't. So, dude, I feel like Joe's gonna hand me a. Ah!
Oh God!
Why?
They are tidy and they're black. They're black. Explain. All right, give it to him. He's holding it. Giggles is holding it. Explain the underwear.
It's like it's black. I got it.
Just start trying on.
Ricky Martin.
They're like black, and I feel like they're a little damp.
You can't put them over your jeans. You gotta put them over your pants.
You gotta put them over your underwear.
What? No.
Over your underwear. The only way this picture will look
good. No, there's no way.
This won't look good.
Explain the underwear
Joe,
for me.
Jailhouse Joe's balls have been in this.
Yeah?
You got to put them on over your underwear. Actually, you have to replace your underwear with those underwear.
I'm putting them on.
Put them on one leg at a time, dude. One leg at a time.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
There it is. There it is.
Superman. You're the negative Superman. He's actually got
literally the weakest bet I've ever seen.
The funny thing is, he did not bet anything. He's just doing it.
I'm just doing it.
You getting pictures of this?
Oh, tons of them.
All right, this is it. I feel like I'm wearing Joe's.
It's all about good radio.
It is all about. Joe, you took one for the team tonight, man. All right, is this it?
Yeah, this is amazing, guys. In a world of Howard Stern, you putting this dude's underwear over your jeans is fucking amazing.
That's pretty good radio. All right, we're going to take a break.
All right.
Oh, you were coming in, dude.
All right. Are you ready to redeem yourself?
Yeah.
Give it to me. You can't rock it?
Yeah.
Come in whenever you're ready.
Skip dibby dip dibby dip bow. Dave giggles on the radio. Got a feeling that I got the flow. I want to get down and get on the flow. Dave and giggles all night long. Big going strong. I don't know what this is, yo. Why are you throwing this my way, dude?
Wow.
Why are you throwing this my way?
That was worse than that.
It got progressively worse.
His first line or two was sweet, and then he just
And then he drops it. That's what he does every time.
I didn't believe it, dude. I've never heard you go more than...
I've never heard you go more than two sentences.
Give me something good, dude. Give me a beat.
Next time.
Give me that was pretty cool. I actually liked the beat a lot.
Yeah, that was a good beat.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
All right, well.
We got in studio Jailhouse Joe.
Yeah, coming in.
Boom.
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 Of josephmarconi.com. Mm.
Boom.
Boom, boom. The kid's got some badass stuff up there.
Taking some hot photos, bro.
Good stuff.
Good shit.
Yeah, real good stuff. He got pictures of you up there.
Yeah. Good ones.
Are you going to put up the ones that you shot of him tonight? You did a headshot shoot, right? A
little headshot shoot. There's some gems. There's some good ones that are going to like...
How'd you feel as Giggles as a subject?
He's a good subject. You know, he's really cooperative. He's open to some you know, good feedback and whatnot. He makes some funny faces though, a lot.
I think that's really where you stem. Like your serious roles.
I gotta stop him.
Yeah, you should be a comedic actor.
Which serious roles is this?
Well, I'm starting to realize that like my purpose on Earth is to make people laugh. Like, you know, like I do best at making people laugh.
That's good. Who's the last person you made laugh?
Today?
Yeah.
Well, probably just you.
Nice. Very nice.
Right then. let's see. Wait,
what do you got?
Number? Oh, number five. Chips.
Chips. He was getting hungry.
He was sitting around. And he said, man, I could totally go for some... Chips. Yeah, I'm gonna write that down.
It's like a grocery list.
Yeah, this is a grocery list. Nukes, check. Chips, check. Emroid cream, check.
And swine flu.
Swine flu.
You don't have the swine flu, do you?
I feel like some people in this room have swine flu. You're green. You got a sore throat.
Scraps definitely got the swine flu.
You got the swine flu?
Yeah.
How about Jailhouse Joe?
I don't have nothing, man. And you are still green.
Really? It is green, right?
But I look green.
Maybe we should take you to the doctor after.
Oof. Take me to the doctor. I'm the one that's...
You want to take you to the doctor?
Yeah. You don't have insurance.
Throw it in his face. Throw it in the poor guy's face.
I'm just saying, though.
Dying man's last wish.
So what are we going to talk... What are we putting on the table?
All right.
What's going on? What's right. happening? News of the week.
News of the week?
Yeah. Don't you guys start doing the news broadcast.
I mean...
Due to the day.
Who's your due to the day? That's kind of your drop.
I'm asking you.
I will say number one fan Joe Marconi due to the day.
Yeah, I should be due to the day.
Yeah, I think I'm. Yeah,
I should be due to the day.
I don't want to take your due to the day from you, but I'm going to pick a different due to the day just to spite you, and I'm going to say.
You can still say me if you want.
Yeah, I'll say Joe.
Wow.
I didn't really have anybody. Nobody really impressed me too much.
In the past, how long have we been gone? Like a month. Nobody's impressed you in a month.
3 weeks.
No one has impressed you in a month.
I saw some like old NYPD traffic cop today.
and he must have been like 74, and he was still waving people.
Can you maybe talk about the nipple story?
Oh,
the nipple video.
Oh, there will be nipples.
Oh yeah, there will be nipples.
Is that up on the Blogspot?
That's it. Will be it up on the Blogspot. It will be.
It's a good
I just
video.
Didn't understand it. Like when you scrap when you watch that video, did you know that there were more than one person in that?
I thought nobody. Well, yeah, knew. I knew that someone was holding the camera.
I just thought he put it up on a tripod and he was like just driving past the camera. Like I thought it was just him.
Well, it was moving with him.
Is moving with him.
It's subtle.
It's subtle. But then but he was not. Saying that, oh yeah, you didn't see the other guy? You got a pretty good shot of his nipples.
But it's a 30-second video. I think it's sort of like artistic masterpiece.
All right, explain it.
Throw the masterpiece right now.
Yeah, I want to hear like the thoughts behind it. You know,
it
like,
was basically just a chronological account of the bike ride.
Chronological.
Like it was
like right there.
But it happened in sequence. Like you watch the video and everything is in time of.
So you decided that you were going to
take a shirtless bike ride and videotape.
Shirtless bike ride.
That does sound very artistic.
Yeah. Okay, what's the meaning behind that?
It just was. It was Florida. You know, it was 84 degrees.
Awesome.
Why not take a shirtless bike ride?
Yeah.
Why not, dude? If you could.
He sent it to my producer.
Like, he did.
Yeah, he sent it to Don.
You sent that to Don?
And I was like, I'm getting embarrassed by Giggle's relationship with my... Like, I get phone calls from him, like, don't let Giggle send me this crap anymore.
Wow. How do you feel about that?
It's cool, man. I think...
Don't you have, like, video gigs all this week?
Next week.
Yeah. And he's probably... Yeah.
But he doesn't have to watch it. You know, and he knows the stuff I'm going to send him. So he doesn't.
So
have
then
to.
You're just pinning yourself as being like this unprofessional, juvenile. Like he's when he gets something from you, he's gonna go. Oh, this is going to be so stupid. This is gonna be like I'm going to expect now from Giggles that whatever I'm receiving, lowbrow.
I'm gonna say that Giggles should tone down the aggression right about now.
I don't have aggression.
He's green.
he's green and angry.
I think he's turning into the Hulk.
I'm a little hulkish right now.
Yeah, you are hulkish. But, I mean, don't you want to produce? You say you're a producer. Don't you want to produce, like, high-quality stuff, like good stuff?
Who wants to produce nipple videos?
This stuff sweaty is totally nipples? For less, bro. If, like, if somebody, like, gets this in their inbox and is like, 30 seconds out of my life. It's like, oh, it's a little bit stupid. It's a little bit funny, but okay. It only took 30 seconds. Like, I would rather watch There Will Be Nipples than some stupid, like, Geico commercial. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, those Geico commercials are really cool.
Good, yeah, those I like are those. Pretty good. Like they,
I think they have a lot more merit.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot more artistic.
Did you see
merit.
The new one? Do you want to go watch that on YouTube?
We should. I'll put it up. You know what? I won't put his up. I'll
just
put that up on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to stop me.
It should.
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't.
And you should keep sending it to the Sikorsky.
Yeah, why not, man?
No, you should. I agree.
What has he got to? You know, what has he got to lose? You don't have to click on it. It's not like it's a virus.
That's true. Eventually, everybody's just going to say, put you into
He's just securing
trash.
That later on when we are bigger and better projects that I won't have to work with him.
That's true.
That's all, you know, hey. Yeah.
If there's a job coming up, nobody will be like, hey, let's hire Giggles.
Well, did you hear about this last job he did for Sikorsky?
Negative.
No, it's John's like, you got to make me 10 DVDs. Ugh. He's down in Florida. He sends him 2.
You send the guy 2?
He sends him 2. Like when you make what a happens? Contract with someone, say, like, hey...
It was no contract.
10. But if some producer was like, hey, make me 10 DVDs, what would you be your response? Make him 10 DVDs.
I'll make 10 DVDs.
2.
Why did you only send 2?
I sent 3.
Does that make it any better?
But what I told him, I was like, I don't have a DVD burner, and I can't sit here and burn DVDs. So I was like, it'd be cheaper for you and more cost efficient to like for me to send you 1 DVD and you make 9 copies.
But you sent 3. What would be the difference of making 7 more? Like, how long did those 3 take you to make?
It takes like 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
And the guy is he's giving you money to do this thing?
Yeah, he's paying him.
And you're giving it, so you should get 30% of whatever he was going to pay you.
That's true. You gave 30%. You should get 30%.
Yeah, you should get 30%. People should live up to responsibility. You don't send all your DVDs. You got to only get 30%.
What? What has this turned into?
We should get Don on the phone.
Get him on the phone.
We could probably call him. It's Friday. Should we call?
Might be on a date or something.
Yeah. Let's call. Date. I'll call him.
Call him.
Giggles,
call him.
Giggles, call him.
Oh man, I just I mean, that's what something that should happen.
Do you think he'll hate this though? Like,
no, he likes being on the radio.
He does like being
on
the radio.
But we still have the same technical problems we did before.
That's right. Just talk to him.
And you gotta talk to be able to hear him.
You hear?
Nothing you can do about that. Nothing. That's awesome. That's good radio.
That's good radio.
Can you hear it? Come through.
Why don't you leave a message?
No, I don't want to have the number play on the radio.
Dave could have
bleeped it out. Yeah, could have bleeped it out.
We're lucky this is a live broadcast because, you know, everyone would have been calling Don.
Wow.
Good show, guys. What's Tim doing? Where's Tim?
Yeah, let's call
him. Tim's or whatever his name is, Nemesis? Or
Nemesis. yeah.
He's in, like, Syracuse.
We should call somebody.
Called McGee.
Is that it? All right, hold on. That's it?
Yeah, the show, my
good
friend.
Show, guys. Good show.
I don't feel like that was our, like, reunion show we needed.
Oh, we'll come back with a reunion show. That was kind of just, let's just set up some microphones and record something because it's been a while.
It has been a while.
But, you know, it was a good show. We got some pictures of you in underwear.
Not my underwear.
Not your underwear.
Gonna ruin his political career.
Well, putting nipple videos up, that's probably sealed the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snake killing.
They
snake
say the kill. Best way to, you know.
What the fuck was that? You just puked.
You alright? You had the swine, dude.
What the fuck was that?
What was that?
What the fuck was that?
Now he's lost it. Yo, dude, you're so green. We're going to take you to the doctor. We're taking you in. Straight to the hospital.
I'm done for. It's good to see you. You look good.
Yeah, you look good too. All right, we're signing off. Here.
You're out?
Adios.
Later.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
It's a weird show, guys.
No, it's a good show.
Fucking weird show.
The last question, I'm feeling really good. Now it's weird. That was weird. That was a good show. I enjoyed it. How about...